This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. We've been talking a fair bit about the Jamestown Sawmill this week. Of course, they lost out on a tender process for Forestry SA. And so for now, the alternative of other projects for them to work with is underway. I'm joined by CEO of SA Forest Products Association, Nathan Payne. Nathan, how's it going today?
Yeah, good morning. And how are you?
Not too bad. So can you talk to me a bit about what's been going on your end as far as the Morgan Sawmill Jamestown is concerned?
Yeah, well, the South Australian Forest Products Association represents the 18,000 direct and indirect jobs in forestry in South Australia. What we know right now is that, there is a shortage of structural timber for supplies to the building industry that's going through a demand surge as a consequence of the Home Builder Program. So what we've been doing is we've been working with Luke and Ed Morgan at Jamestown, at the sawmill, to identify opportunities to access the log on Kangaroo Island, the fire-affected log that was burnt in last year's bushfires, and see whether we can actually create an opportunity to get the log to the sawmill for processing into structural timber for builders in South Australia to put up homes.
So what are some of the challenges involved with that?
Oh, I mean, I guess the there's a number of challenges. The primary one is being able to get the log off the island. So we're working with the state government. I've got to say, dealing with Minister Basham, it's been great talking with him about how we can actually unlock this opportunity. He's been quite engaged. But, the first challenge is getting the log off the island. Second challenge is addressing some of the cost issues of getting it to Jamestown for processing. If we can solve those two issues, I reckon we can get a bit more structural timber into the South Australian market.
Hmm. So, of course, with the Home Builder Program, we're very much in need of timber in the state and probably across the country as a whole. But what's the current situation looking like as far as timber in South Australia is concerned?
Yeah, so I mean, it's an interesting one. So, I mean, historically we've been building about 8,000 dwellings a year. Home builder applications have come in at just shy of 14,000. That's a huge demand surge. But then at the same time, we've also got every other housing application and all of the home extensions and additions work. So we think we're about 2.5 times the average demand for timber. While it will take a bit of time to get timber into the market, we can say with confidence to all South Australians, all South Australians seeking to build a new home, that they may need to be patient, but there will be structural timber for them to build their house.
I guess if all things go well with the transportation of the timber from Kangaroo Island to the Jamestown Mill, what kind of yield will we get out of that project?
I guess it depends on how much they can process on in addition to the rest of their work, but. Yeah, it would be in the order of, what we can see is in the order of kind of 70 to 80 additional dwellings per month. It doesn't sound like a lot, but, we are currently still processing a lot down in the southeast in terms of Timberlink and 141. They're still operating at pretty much maximum capacity or a little bit over. So this will help meet some of the shortage that has arisen as a consequence of losing access to imported timber.
Of course, with trees, they do take quite a long time to grow. With harvesting as much as we need to now, what's that setting us up for in the future as far as availability?
Yeah, look, I think that's a very important point. A tree will take 28 to 30 years to grow, so we are a long-term industry. I keep saying to government that a tree planted in the ground today will see 7 state elections before it gets harvested. So what we're looking for is long-term certainty and confidence with policy with regard to the industry. The good thing, I guess, about the KI timber is it is fire-affected timber. So we're not eating into growing living resource. What we're trying to do is we're trying to use fire-affected timber that needs to be harvested and needs to be processed quickly, and using that to provide additional supply into the South Australian market for South Australian builders. Because if we can't get it into Morgan's, then in all likelihood it'll go overseas or interstate for other processes.
And I guess, well, I mean, if it's going to be taken off Kangaroo Island and moved into seas or interstate or overseas, why wouldn't it? It sounds like just as much effort to move it inland, South Australia as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just, you know, what we know is that there are South Australian builders that are struggling and need access to timber to build houses for South Australians, and we know that we've got this resource on Kangaroo Island and a processor in Jamestown. And I mean, what an amazing, you know, effort it is for Ed, you know, the Morgan family. What they've managed to do in Jamestown, I think, is fantastic. There's an opportunity here. We're really pleased with how government is talking to us about how we might be able to make this happen. We're just now time to put rubber on the road and get it going.
No worries. Well, like you said, it's all about the longevity of the industry as well. I guess that means the government doing what they can to support the local sawmills as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, what we know is across the state, you know, I mean, what this issue now, right now, with the timber shortage shows is the importance of having long-term policies in place. As an industry, we've lost about 30,000 hectares of the estate across South Australia as a consequence of water policies, particularly down the southeast. So, you know, what we need to do and what we're working, engaging with the state government on is how we make sure that we get more trees in the ground to ensure that in 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years' time, mills like Jamestown, Morgan's at Jamestown, SA Pine in the Adelaide Hills, and all the mills down the southeast continue to have resource to be able to supply South Australians with the timber that they need.
Nathan, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
That was Nathan Payne, CEO of SA Forest Products Association on your Classic Hits Breakfast.